something for the weekend. Classic Hits 4FM. And we're joined on the line by Sinead Powell of Diabetes Ireland. Morning, Sinead.
Morning, Trina. How are you?
Now, you had a very successful World Diabetes Day recently. Tell us all.
We did. World Diabetes Day is the 14th of November. And annually, we really try to highlight the risks for prevention of type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. And this year we partnered with MSD by having a large event in Dundrum Shopping Centre where we screened over 500 people.
Wow.
And also completed risk assessment forms with them.
Okay.
But on the day we sent over 50 people for further assessment to their GP.
So tell me, for people who don't really know the mm-hmm. difference between, people say, oh, he's diabetic. There's a difference. There's type 1, there's type 2, there's gestational diabetes, which I had myself there recently. There's lots of different types. So how do you differentiate them?
Okay, just to clarify for people, when we are talking about prevention, we're only talking about type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition, which means the body is unable to produce its own insulin. It has nothing to do with lifestyle and it's not preventable. The one that we're trying to go out and raise awareness, because it's largely preventable, as in up to 60% of type 2 diabetes can be prevented through adopting healthier lifestyles, trying to be a healthy weight, trying to be more active. We can't do anything about our family history, and we can't do anything about our age, which are the other risk factors. And you mentioned already, Trina, that you had gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm. So I hope somebody along the line told you you're quite at high risk now for type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
So over the age of 40, if you were in Dundrum, I would have said to you, Trina, you need to really get checked annually to make sure you don't have type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, they said actually in the next 5 to 10 years there's a 50% chance of mm-hmm. getting it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, it's not for definite that you will get type 2 diabetes, but we know that you can reduce your risk again by trying to be as healthy as possible. The biggest message we try to say to people is, yes, you should know what the signs and symptoms of high blood glucose are, which are tiredness, thirst, going to the toilet more often than not, but you can have type 2 diabetes for up to 12 years and not know it. And that's a very important message, especially in this day and age when we know that good management and good treatment of diabetes means you can avoid the complications. But if you have had it for 10 years and you haven't known, then there's a very high risk you're entering, say when you find out you have the signs and symptoms, you possibly could have some complications at that stage.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to have type 2 diabetes and to still be, you know, physically very slim and maybe a healthy weight, but yet inside it's all rubbish that you're eating?
It's not just the rubbish that you're eating, and that's a very good point. Mm. I suppose what we do know is that about 80 to 85% of people that have type 2 diabetes are carrying too much weight. So their body mass index would be more than 27.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, again, about 10 to 15% of people that have type 2 diabetes that are a normal build, that could be quite fit. And we don't know exactly why some people will get type 1 and some will get type 2. If it was really easy to lose weight and to adopt a really healthy lifestyle and to be a very healthy weight, we wouldn't have the epidemic that we have at the moment. So can you reverse diabetes? There was a study done in 2011 and it showed that it was possible with dramatic weight loss that blood glucose levels could return to normal. And that was linked to the weight loss around the middle. So we know that the more fat around your pancreas and your liver, it stops the insulin being produced. So if people lose that body fat around the middle, they can kickstart everything to work again. We guesstimate that there's about 200,000 people out there that could potentially have pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes.
I remember years ago I bought one of these home kits. Are they any use or are they a waste of time? Should you just go to your GP?
Just go to the GP.
Yeah. The website is diabetes.ie.
Contact number 1850 909 909. We're very happy to take calls and answer any queries if anyone has any concerns around type 1 or type 2 diabetes.
It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits 4FM.